re-examining the Bayesian color axis estimation for the local star-forming galaxies observed in the HETDEX pilot survey by Yong Ho Shin. In my previous reanalysis of the local star-forming galaxies observed in the Hobby-Eberle Telescope Dark Energy Experiment, HETDEX, pilot survey, I reported that the overestimation of ABV, hence the star formation rate, SFR, undermined the claim of new galaxy population discovery in the original study. Herein, I re-examine whether the ABV overestimation problem can be alleviated in the Bayesian parameter estimation framework by adopting scientifically motivated new priors. I modeled the emission line fluxes of galaxies using the strong line method and four model parameters metallicity 12 plus log, nebula emission line color axis ABV, intrinsic O3, lambda 5007 line flux and intrinsic N2, lambda 6584 line flux. Based on mock data tests, I found that all input values can be recovered within and around the 1 sigma credible interval by adopting suitable priors for the intrinsic O3, lambda 5007 and N2, lambda 6584 line fluxes. The inverse gamma distribution reflecting the logical constraint that an intrinsic emission line flux must exceed the observed, redundant, emission line flux. The mock data tests were performed for two metallicity calibrations, three color axis input values, ABV equals 0.1, 0.3 and 0.5, and two metallicity input values, 12 plus log, equals 8.0 and 8.5. I also found that the new prior can diminish the SFR overestimation eightfold. This study demonstrates how the Bayesian parameter estimation can achieve more accurate estimates with no further observations when the likelihood does not constrain the model parameters correctly. This was re-examining the Bayesian color axis estimation for the local star-forming galaxies observed in the HETDEX pilot survey by Yong Ho Shin.